you.
What Speaking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
We are kings, we are gods, but how you get them to believe it when they don't believe in anything? We're going to save some lives in this lifetime. We have been church in a while.
Like God's doctor in the streets, the Holy Ghost used me to set them free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to be dipping.
Cause we're speaking freedom, giving you the answers to be free.
We use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Work call, yeah, man. Gotta go in here and dance, but I don't get tired.
It's beginning to look a lot like wood. Follow my every step. They know somehow I crept. I'm about to go in depth. This is the way I creep my season. Here's my answer rep.
Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Time for this.
Oh, man. I just got all the puppies to climb into the cannon.
All right. The floor is yours.
So the problem with the afterlife is not only that it's cruel, but that it's final. You get one shot on Earth, and regardless of the context of your life, you're placed somewhere, usually the bad place, forever, with no chance for redemption.
My neighborhood was built to torture humans, but it made them better. We want to create a system that works that way intentionally. A system designed to give people a fighting chance.
Huh.
Interesting. Why don't you walk us through it?
Yeah, we're gonna, man. Just chill. Your time on Earth won't be a test that you either pass or fail, but instead a class you take. And the test will come in the afterlife.
The first part stays the same. You live your life. Screw up a bunch of stuff. Like, a lot of stuff. Like, to the point where people are like, this is messed up. Even for Florida, but you can't hear them because you fell into the swamp trying to spray paint a Taco Bell logo on a snapping turtle. We rest your case, John.
No, we don't. We barely started. So when you die, you still have a points total, but in the new system, that number will serve as a sort of baseline to determine how hard or easy your test is.
Sorry, I'm just trying to play catch up here. Who's designing these tests exactly?
A good place architect and a bad place architect will work together to design a scenario to make you confront your moral shortcomings, like Eleanor's selfishness, Jason's impulsivity, Chidi's indecisiveness, and my complete inability to carry off a mock look. That's not... I know I have other faults, but that is a big one.
The test could be anything. Maybe you show up and you're told you're in the good place, but you know that it's a mistake. Maybe the test looks just like your regular life, or a twisted version of your life. You're presented with these challenges. You do well or badly, but at the end, you're given a sort of evaluation.
Yeah, and the architects explain what you did badly, what you did well, and then you get rebooted and do it again.
Like being born again.
Again, until you ace it.
Or several lifetimes.
It seems to me, if y'all get rebooted,
your memories will be wiped out. How are you ever going to learn anything if you're always having to start from scratch?
Mm-hmm. Good point, Timothy Oliphant.
Tim's fine.
Okay, great. In the new system, you will retain a vague memory of what you learned in the evaluation sessions. That information, what you did well or badly, stays with you like a little voice in your head, helping you become a better version of yourself.
Okay, that helps. Thank you.
So our guess is that with enough chances, people will eventually make enough good choices to qualify for the good place. And maybe some never will, but that's okay because everyone gets a fair shot.
Hold the phone. What are my demons doing this whole time? I have millions of lava monsters down there who'll be out of a job. I ask you, into whose throats are they supposed to pour lava?
Well, bad news is no more throat lava or penis flatnicks.
Then what are we doing to their penises?
Well, largely ignored.
You guys are hearing this. I'm not crazy, right?
No, I mean, it's a fair question.
Whose side are you on, man?
I don't have a dog in this fight, little lady. I'm just looking for clarity. Sean, you'll all still have jobs. Bad place architects help design the test. Rank and file demons, they'll play roles, just like they did in my original neighborhood. And remember how much fun you had playing the judge?
I don't know, guys. You think this will work?
It sort of already has. Chidi just had 800 versions of himself stuffed into his soul at the same time. I mean, he's a new man. He's way cooler now. I like the old version too.
Okay, so...
It's not just Chidi, Your Honor. When I started at Michael's First Neighborhood, I was nothing more than a calm pilot in a cool vest. But look at me now. I can hold 4 humans in my void and conjure Timothy Oliphant in the blink of an eye. Getting rebooted over and over made me a better, not a person than I've ever been. Humans should get the same opportunity. Well?
Okay, so I recorded this specifically because this reminds me of how life is in reality, or the version of reality that I embrace as far as past lives, being reincarnated, like, let's say in another life you may have been a... Okay, I did a past life regression once, and in my past life regression, it looked like I was an older woman, like a healer from another time period, and I have the video describing it. But anyways, and so when I did it, it said like the experience exposed me to like something happening to my husband, and then we were trying to meet again. In this life or something like that. So in the way the spiritualists in most cases believe is that you are reincarnated, like you may come back in another, when you pass away, you come back in another soul. It may be a baby, it may be an adult, or it may be somewhere in between. This is where I believe like walk-ins can exist, and other soul elements. But so that's how you get a child that may have an old soul. And what the old soul indicates is that they've just been on earth before. They've experienced life before, and they're getting another chance at life to correct what they didn't know before and kind of evolve. So let's say somebody... passes away, and they may pass away at a young age. They didn't get a chance to go through in the test and the levels of life that they were supposed to live on earth. Well, later on, when they pass away or their life get ended early, another soul is incarnated, is placed into a body, and not another soul, another person is born, and that soul is able to reincarnate into another body, and they come as a different person with a different mission, but with some of the same tests as life had placed on their path before. So it's like with the soul contract thing that I'd be talking about.
you have a sole contract, you have certain elements that you are supposed to fulfill within that sole contract. And depending on how far you get within the parameters of what God had planned for you to do, when you are reincarnated into another life, when you are given another soul mission to complete, then you are born into a different body. But all of the things that you learned is registered and stored within you, so that what you have to do, like I always say when I talk about soul contracts, is you have to remember the things within your soul that life has taught you in past lives and in experiences that are beyond your age sometimes. And this is also how I believe like generations work. Like if and this is where being a family and feeding into your grandchildren, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren as far as possible, because you are supposed to teach them everything that you knew or everything that you know, so that they can grow and know even more than you do. And then as you continue to plant seeds and water those seeds and grow those seeds, I feed my children knowledge, wisdom, understanding, comprehension, intelligence. I tell them the truth. I'm honest with them. I expose them to different things. And then when they have children, they'll go one step further than me. And that's the same way your soul works. And that's how you can have baby souls. You can have teenage type souls. You can have young adult souls. You can have old souls. And really, it's a matter of maturity. Maturity is about age. Not at all, for real. Maturity is really not about age. It's about the healing of your soul and the maturing of your soul. And the more you heal, the more you address things, the more you confront your inner being, and the more you learn about yourself from within, the more mature and developed your soul will be. And that's kind of like how life is. So when I heard this, this is a good place. Look, this is one of my favorite shows. And so when I was watching this and seeing some new episodes that came out, I really want to watch the whole thing all over again because it's that good. But when I seen this particular episode while I was doing other things the other day, and I heard this, I was like, man, I got to come back and replay this, because this is my concept of how the soul, souls are birthed into life, and how you can like, it's almost like a video game. I promise you not. It's literally the concept of like how they did the new Jumanjis in a video game, where you can die and come back, and then, but you're coming back as a different soul, and you may not ever, until you fulfill whatever your soul was created to do on this earth, you might not ever be able to go to heaven until you have completed everything that your soul was designed to do. So instead of you dying and your soul going to heaven, you dying and reincarnating and starting over again. I think that that's what happened when people, I'm not making light of suicide, but I believe that if you die, especially young, especially seemingly untimely, then I believe that your soul is reignited in another body in order to grow and then to carry out the things that you were meant to do. Now, sometimes it's like people learn through you, so they carry out your mission for you. But in most cases, I believe that your soul is regenerated and life starts over again for you. That's just my concept. So it was very interesting to hear that on here, because I always talk about stuff like that. And that's how I know when shit get real. But not for real. So I just wanted to share that with you all, because I thought it was really, really good to hear it like that on a show like this, because it allows people, if you listen to it or watch it, to really grow and understand life.
Shadow, if I fail, if I succeed, at least I live what I believe, no matter what they take from me. for joining Speaking Freedom as we continue to assist you with your daily growth and intuitive wisdom. Loving is a lifestyle and we love to love. Inspiration is how we fuel faith. Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you, at your fingertips. Your life enhancement coaching specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you, and we love you.
Hi, I'm Casey, Dr. Casey to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better, and for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed. Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no hate, no bitterness, or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all. Thanks for listening. Achieve your dreams.